I see that red light on. That means Rangers of the Grid is back with episode 43. And guess what we're talking about, y'all? Wild Force.
Wild Access.
You know what's crazy? Like, before we came on, it was funny. We're talking and we're both like, man, we're the only thing, like in other Ranger content creators, we're the only ones keeping this brand alive.
Yeah. Yeah. So, for all you Ranger fans out there that are like, what? Here's what's going on. I told Richard the other day, I saw this guy post, that posts all this Ranger stuff on Twitter, and he was like, wow, it's really us fans that are keeping this franchise alive right now. And doing, at least doing stuff with it, talking about it, making it relevant again, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like we're, like you said, literally the only thing keeping it relevant is the fan base. And it sucks sometimes because, like, the only way sometimes we keep it relevant is by being, I don't want to say toxic, because being annoyed at, you know, people not doing something with it, like, they're just venting frustration.
I don't think that's toxic in a sense.
No, I don't think that's toxic at all. No, truth be told, like, it's called business.
Mm-hmm.
And we, I think, as fans have a hard time dealing with that sometimes.
Yeah.
Because just like anything, we want, you know, but I'm not the ones putting up the dollars for it, so I don't know.
Yeah, like, I think for me, like, my hardest part about it is that I see what Hasbro continues to do with G.I. Joe, Transformers, all these other ones, you know, and it's kind of like, dude, My Little Pony, you know, and I'm just like, okay, where are these Rangers? And I think, too, the other frustrating thing is what you had sent me, what we saw from, like, that Toy Con thing, or whatever, at the WWE store with, like, the crossover with the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, Mattel was unveiling what's gonna, like, come out this year.
Yeah, and it's just like seeing those. It's like, dang, dude, there's so many Ranger things that what an easy crossover, right? Rangers and wrestling.
Easy.
Hey, man, it's not like, you know, Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston both had gear made of the Green and White Ranger.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's an easy crossover, but at the same time, you know, I don't know what those other brands bring.
No, you know, 100%.
I can tell you this. It makes you wonder, is it because of cost deco? Ranger suits cost more than to make than possibly G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe also has a really long-running name.
Yes.
Remember we said it before, their fan base is like that generation before us.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably, you know, the assumption would be, oh, they probably have the more money to spend on it. But also, I mean, I don't know that. And you know what's crazy is we have to make up these things to make it seem okay, because we don't really know.
We don't. It's all just assumptions.
Yeah. And my main assumption is they must obviously think that they don't generate enough revenue
mm-hmm.
for it to be continue to be produced. I also low-key agree with them in a way of, like, it's hard to keep producing stuff where there's, like, nothing.
Yes.
But, like, the G.I. Joe thing is weird, right? Because, like, they don't do a ton of G.I. Joe animated.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, I get it's hard to do that when there's no new thing coming out to, like, hey, let's fully, you know, bring this up again. Let's be real. The latest thing G.I. Joe has done was that little tag at the end of Transformers Rise of the Beast to set up their shared cinematic universe that they're going to go for now. Cool. And hey, Power Rangers had some posters up in there. It had a poster in there. And that kid had a shirt. Dope. But still, it's like, okay, that's all they've done. Rangers, it's like, dude, we literally just had a 30th anniversary season. But at this point, it's like preaching to the choir, dog.
Yeah. That's how it feels sometimes, huh?
Yeah, a little bit, dude.
But I also think about it like this, too. Like, there's, like, whole, like, YouTube channels. A big part of some toy cons is just G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Like, their fan base is a little different. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think in Power Rangers, we try to find a lot of things to be negative about.
Yeah.
You know, I really do. I think we try to find a lot of things to be negative about, and we just, I don't know why. I don't know why. We do. We try to go and find the thing to be mad at and bad at.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like we've said before, we almost, when there is something thrown to us, we need to really like put our money where our mouth is.
Oh, 100%.
Because if we don't, then what are we talking for? Right?
Mm-hmm.
As in this case, we're talking Wild Force today. And man, looking back through Wild Force, like I've already said on here before, I've always had an affinity for their swords. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because I thought it was so cool to have so many Megazords connect in different ways. Right?
It is. Mm-hmm.
But going back with this season, Marcus, like this season is really a one-man show.
Okay.
What do you think about that statement?
Are you talking about Cole?
Yes. Cole, who is the Red Wild Force Ranger.
I can see how that argument can be made. And especially starting, well, I think eventually early on, I feel like it's kind of him and Taylor, the other
one. Oh, yeah, we're rehashing Time Force.
What do you mean? I get, I know what you mean now. Okay, I get, yeah, the female was the one that established everything. I got that. Yeah. But like, yeah, I mean, and that's what it was. She was kind of that Jen, like, let's try to do Jen again in a sense, where she was the militant one. She set everything together, had the rule book and all that. And then here comes Cole, like, we don't need any rules. There should only be one rule. Teamwork. And it's like the constant butting of heads until like I think it's after really her like kind of focus episode, and then after that it's kind of like, okay, yeah, it's just Cole. So
yeah, and I think they were really trying to go for that Wild Force like feel.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, we did, you know. And this is just speaking generally, you know, the Merrick stuff eventually, right? That was obviously a pretty big deal. Ooh. At one point, too.
Evil right? Ranger story arcs always are.
Always are, right? And he did get a lot of, I guess you'd say, airtime. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of focus. But I feel like early on, it was pretty much a Cole show.
Yeah.
Although this was a fun story of like, they really tried to go with what I think they were hoping was considered really different, and that he's like this Tarzan kid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, teen, like he's basically Tarzan, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what they really wanted to go for. What do you think?
No, I 100%. Because, wait, when did, just a second, I'm going to look something up real quick. Okay, So the Tarzan movie, the Disney one with, you know, where Phil Collins went the F off on that soundtrack, that came out in 1999. So 99, 2000. Okay, Wild Force was 2002. So probably starting in about 2001, they probably filmed and did all the production stuff. Movies, as you remember, were out a lot longer. They stayed out in theaters way longer back then. So, yeah, I could see how, like, you know, ooh, we have this wild jungle episode. Let's do this. So I could see that being, like, a major influence because Power Rangers have always tried to kind of match stuff that was kind of big at the time. And at least, but not just Power Rangers, but Sentai, obviously. But still, yeah. I just, dude, I remember when we were talking about doing Wild Force and going back and watching some of those first episodes. Man. Not a fan. Not a really? Fan. It's kind of rough. I'm not going to lie.
Interesting. I still, and people are going to be mad at this, from comparatively from what I've watched to RPM to this, I still like Wild Force better than RPM so far.
Mm-hmm.
RPM's tough, dog.
No, I know. RPM's like, tough, but it's a payoff. But I just remember watching this and kind of, or not, I remember watching it and being like, okay, you know, cool. I mean, like, okay, it's cool. It just seemed very formulaic. Like, I feel like at this point, Rangers really had this sort of, like, formula down.
Yeah, and I think you can say that with a lot of them, a lot of the seasons.
100%.
They're all very similar in their own way. Like, I think the saying, you like to say it sometimes, that's so Rangers. It's because that's like they do the same things.
Yeah.
In every season. And it's almost like, if you don't have those things, is it a Power Ranger season?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, especially like looking at it and I have to look at these shows, like even like I mentioned in RPM, like I have to look at these shows through the lens of a kid, yes, in a way, because, you know, and that's hard to do.
Yeah. It's
actually really hard to do sometimes. I'm not Dan Schneider, so I can't just do that offhand. No Diddy. But yeah,
I was about to say that, dog.
But I can't. Sometimes it's hard, you know, especially like, you know, bro, we're in our 30s now and we watch these shows that, especially some of these we've watched before.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's rare to have them be the same, right? Yeah. As when I'm like 11 or 12. You know what I mean? It's almost impossible. Unless, truth be told, bro, unless you're like that original Mighty Morphin season or like the Mighty Morphin era, like, or I'd say Rangers through like In Space, because In Space was out, blew my mind at the time, you know, and kind of from there, I've even said it, like, from there, like, I still watched some of the seasons after, but I feel like none of them were like In Space level.
No,
ever again. And I
think,
In Space might have even been above Mighty Morphin.
Oh no, honestly, 100% agree.
Yeah, with that. Like story wise,
like yes, and I think, and the reason I think that is because one, here we are again though with, because Wild Force was a similar situation as In Space. The series was facing cancellation again. And we always know, like, let's be real, historically, when Rangers are facing that, like, okay, I guess this is it, they go off. You know, they take risks, they take chances, and want to do, you know. But I think what happened with Wild Force was, well, especially with In Space, it was easy to kind of wrap things up in a sense, of like that Zordon era. And, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to go out with a bang. But then after, like you said, that's so Rangers. It got very formulaic in the sense of like, with because Lost Galaxy was a risk. They weren't teenagers. They were like young adults. It was very, they're kind of career centered and all that stuff. So it was a different departure. Oh, this worked. So now we can kind of take this formula and put it in a new setting for each time. So a space colony, a response, like, you know, a first responder type team with light speed rescue. Now, like a police force from the future. And now with jungle and animals, and let's still kind of put that same formula in there. So they're doing the same thing over and over again. But I think what for me messed it up, and I know, like you said, you're so right. It's hard for us to watch it back in the eyes of a kid because we're not kids anymore. We're getting in our mid-30s now.
Yeah.
But I think, though, because we're in our mid-30s, we also can see the things that were accomplished with Lost Galaxy. See the greatness of Time Force. Light speed rescue, but with Wild Force, it's kind of like especially when you come off such a great season, as always, let's be real, there's kind of like, you're sort of expecting, you have the sense of expectation of like, it's going to be good, or like, how are they going to follow that up? And it doesn't always work out. And so I think seeing how they just take that formula again, and it's just kind of like okay, we're in jungle and we're going to fight these people that want to pollute the earth. And that's kind of it.
And I always think too, I think they liked that whole Time Force. I guess you'll say, I'm going to say Time Force, right? They liked, I think, Time Force so much that I think they almost like made sure that it's going to be very similar.
Yes.
Yeah, and that I think is where this season does mess up. Mm-hmm. They mess up by doing that, because that's not what they should have probably done. Yeah. Right? Like, they probably shouldn't have done that. But I will say, like, I think there are things that they had going for them that I think were really different. And I think that main thing, truthfully, Marcus, is they had, like, you know, their suits are a lot cooler than Time Force, right? Like, let's just say it.
Wild Force?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
And the thing they had going for them, to be honest, like, the most, looking back, the most, is I think, I'll say two things, and you tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
The first thing is, I already kind of said it, is the Zords. The Zords were so different
100%.
In a way of how they connected. And we're going to get into this later, not this episode, mm-hmm. but another episode. But they have the luck, not a burden, but like the luck of having Forever Red. Like,
yep.
Like, if they didn't have Forever Red, you could probably argue that this is like not the greatest, not like a terrible season in a way.
It's a complete throw.
Yeah. But because of what they do have, right, that automatically, I think, feel like it gives them something.
Yeah.
You know, whether that's good, you know, however you want to call it, good or not, but it does give them, I think, something.
Well, I think too, is time, especially the difference between Time Force was, yes, Ranger suits 100% better. Because Time Force is like, yeah, it's just the solid and the arrow thing, all that, I get that. But, and then, let's be real, they just had the cannons. Their Zords, let's be real, Time Force Zords are very basic. Mm-hmm. A red and blue mode, that's it. And whereas Wild Force, you have all those wild Zords.
Yeah.
And as, especially as a kid, when you can make your own because they all work together in a sense like that, mm-hmm. that's awesome. So I think in a sense of like time force was, and I can't say this, but it's almost looking at it as like they had very little but did a lot.
And yeah,
Wild Force right. had a yeah. lot, because let's be real, the sabers, they each had their crystal sabers, the little crystal balls for each of the Zords, the Wild Zords themselves, their suits were sick. And then like Colt had his freaking bow and arrow with that hawk thing, which was dope. It was like they had options galore. So whereas Time Force was limited but did a lot with their limits, Wild Force had so much but kind of did so little, because I think they kind of just relied on the you have this. And let's be real, looking at a giant a green gorilla and a giant red lion and all that stuff is way cool, don't get me wrong, you know. So it's kind of like, oh well, we have this at least to look at, you know.
And dude, like, let's be honest, go ahead.
So I'm just saying, because then even watching those episodes, there's very little dialogue. And when I say basic story, I know this is Rangers, they don't try to go all, you know, but this was very little storytelling at all. It's just like a, ooh, monster, boom, let's go fight. And it's just, here's the future. And it was like the formula, like level one. And that's kind of just what they did.
I think we don't give like Merrick a lot of credit.
No, because I think after the Zenaku storyline, he kind of fell into that category of like, he's there and for all this. And then, but then once it's done, and he's starting to go away.
But is that like a battle? That makes me wonder though, like, at that time, they weren't as reliant on the sixth guy being it.
No.
Like, no. Dan got a lot of play. Because mm-hmm. I think that the story was just so good, right? Because the story was between him and the main character.
Oh, 100%.
Whereas this one, it's not between Merrick and the main character. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's hard to keep a story going, like, how long they did, like, Lost Galaxy. Like, okay, Magna Defender ends up being the brother that was supposed to be the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
Like, they can do a whole spinoff based off that.
Well, then, and not just that, but it's like, the whole drama of it, like you said, Mike was supposed to be the Red Ranger. Oh, then he, like, dies, in a sense. Mm-hmm. He falls down this, like, cavern, like split earth open of a planet that literally gets turned to stone. But then he comes back, and not only does he come back, it's like, well, now he's this cool bad, let's be real, one of the most badass Rangers, one of the most badass suits. But it's like
that season's wild when you think about it.
I know. And but he comes back with that new power, and it's also like he also just gets his rank back and everything. So it's like, hey, little brother, who's not even supposed to be here. It's almost like they could have did so much with that. And I think they hit on it maybe one episode and that was it, but it was like there's potential there.
But also, like, when we get into that season one day, like, I can't wait to just talk about the one part. We can do a whole episode on it, I feel like. But, like, Lost Galaxy has a lot going for it, and the fact that, like, Kendricks died. Like,
yeah, yeah, homegirl straight got murked. And when do you see that in Rangers?
Never. That was so weird. But we'll have to talk about that one day. No. Just that even in itself. Like, that's going to get its own episode when we talk deep about Lost Galaxy. Because that's just a trip to me. But sticking with Wild Force, like, when Cole came in the beginning, mm-hmm. they already had their team set.
Yeah.
And it was a different in Time Force in the way that, like, those people, you know, traveled, right? And they were their team, but they stole those morphers, right?
Yeah.
You know, this, they're already kind of the team. Then we have the back and forth between the leader, I guess you'd say, at the time, right? The female lead.
Yeah.
But Cole's the guy because, man, this guy just speaks to animals, right? Which is funny. Like, that to me is like the Dr. Doolittle at the time stuff.
Right.
I feel like that was around this era.
Yeah, no, I think it probably was. Let's see, when was Dr. At least even the second one, too. Within everybody just started talking to Doolittle. When was that?
Oh, that was 98, my bad. Maybe the second first one? Too. With Eddie Murphy? Yeah, it was 98.
Oh, dang. Okay, I thought it was later, but
Me too. To be honest, like, that's a trip. That means, like, this is right after, like, Nutty Professor.
But then also, it probably...
Dr. Doolittle 2 is in 01.
Oh, wait. Let me look up something. You know, because you know what else it possibly could have been trying to do? That show on Disney Channel. Wild Thornberries. Homegirl Talk to Animals.
That was Nickelodeon.
Yeah. But that ran from 98 to 2004. So it was during this time. Wild Force falls in there. So, it's, you know. Ooh, it's this girl
talking to animals. They're starting to put pops out of those shows from then.
I saw.
They got Otto. And Regina, a.k.a. Reggie Rocket. I used to love Rocket Power, sidetrack. But
yeah. Rocket Power was so sick.
Especially because I couldn't skate. Or skateboard.
Right. Right,
I was Tito.
Hey, Twister is the reason why I wanted to like make videos and stuff.
Oh, because that thing,
because he's always just carrying his camera, and I thought it was so sick.
Squid, I love that show, man. I used to watch it like that was like appointment TV, but sticking with this,
sorry, it was interesting. Wait, sorry, remember the Tony Hawk episode?
Yeah.
That was so sick. And their light up wheels on it. Oh, God.
It's a good show. So it's a show worth going back to watch.
It is. All right.
I haven't seen it in years. It'd make me want to, like, I'm curious how it holds up, right? Just like anything else.
Yes.
But I'll talk about some shows I've been watching towards the end. That, truth be told, they're not Power Rangers. but it to me, the show then really revolved around him. He was cool because I think like he had such a different perspective than them, his character wise. Like his character was the most complete. I would say besides him, the next character that I was like, I don't want to say, I don't think it's a good word to say that like I was invested in, but I feel like she had more, I guess investment in her on the show in some way was Alyssa.
Yep.
The White Ranger.
Yep. 100%.
Okay, cool. I was curious if you were thinking the same thing.
Yeah, because especially those first few episodes when you're like, when they're really introducing you to the characters and you're finding out about them. Taylor used to be in the Air Force. Well, guess what? Then she saw, you know, the Animarium and the Eagle's Ord, and all of a sudden, oh, this is what I'm doing now. Okay, fine. Max was like the young one. And it was just like, okay, I'm doing this now. And then him and Danny's like, I'm the big strong guy, but I have a flower shop. But I'm gonna leave that behind, you know. Yeah. They all left their lives behind for this, except for her. She was like that episode, she's still going to college. And trying to save the world. And Homegirl, she was always ready to fight too.
So she was always the one trying to keep peace too.
Yeah. And it's like, and I know they had the episode too where like her dad even came in and knew that she was like part of Wild Force, but was like, no, you have to quit and focus on your studies. Like, let's see more of that, you know?
Yeah, because that was different, right?
Yeah, it's complete. Like, you give, and let's be real, because she wasn't a Pink Ranger, which, by the way, when I first watched this, I completely still thought she was a Pink Ranger. Like, I get her suit was like white and it had like the pink just stripes and accents. I still thought she was a Pink Ranger. It blew my mind that it wasn't until SPD when they're like, oh, and it's the return of the Pink Ranger. I'm like, wait, why? No, yeah, White Ranger. I kind of blew my mind. I don't know why. I never saw that, but
what do you think about I have to bring his up because I feel like he's just so random. Is Max is going to be a Pro Bowler?
Alley cat strike dog.
Yeah, but I'm like, come on, man.
Right down the. No, dude, it's. I feel at times, and this is the thing that kind of annoys me with. Right, it's not an annoyance, but it's part of the formula. You have someone that is like part of something, right? Mm-hmm. This is what they were going to be doing. Like this happened with in Power Rangers Samurai. Similar premise. You had the black guy who's the Blue Ranger, who was so Max was going to be a Pro Bowler in Wild Force. This guy, I think his name's Kevin. I think I didn't really watch Samurai. Homie was going to be like an Olympic diver or like a swimmer or something, you know. But bro, he gave it up so he could. So it's kind of like, I get that, but like sometimes it's just like the most random things that they're involved in.
You know what? And to be honest, I'll say that is such a Power Rangers thing that they never go with the at the time popular sport. They always go with what's different, and I think they do that to let their fan base know it's okay.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Because, like, they ain't playing ball, bro. Mm-hmm.
But I think they kind of did do that, though, in a sense, with the next season, Ninja Storm. Because look at what they were involved with there. Motocross. Skateboarding, like skating. And
all of that was popular at the time.
It was.
Very popular, actually.
So that was kind of like
skateboarding was huge. Mm-hmm. Surfing was huge. Kelly Slater and all that at the time. Remember that, Marcus? Like all that stuff was really cool. Motocross was really big.
But like we were just talking about Rocket Power.
Yeah, that whole show.
Extreme sports.
Yeah.
The X Games blew up. Everyone talked about the X Games.
I couldn't even do that stuff, and I watched it.
Right, bro.
I was so deep into like Tony Hawk stuff,
Ben
Margera. Oh, I used to play all of them. The best one was Tony Hawk's Underground.
I never played
because that and the second one, because you get to sign at the time with like brands. So like I was sponsored by Element. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, like I mean, whenever everyone would rock DCs.
But Rangers then kind of started to go with the stuff that was popular, like post this, you know.
It makes you wonder, did they go for that because their demographic was, and I'll just say it, was white?
What do you mean? Bowling?
Like, no, are some of those,
bowling,
just in general, those sports we're talking about.
Possibly. Because, and I will say this too, I do know this is a fact. And because someone, another content creator who of Rangers, talked about that and like talked about kind of like the diversity problem with Rangers and how a lot of times, hey, they do some stuff that's kind of like borderline stereotypical, but not like in the good way. Like it's kind of like a, okay, that's kind of offensive. Like, you know, when they try to do like hip hop stuff or urban,
how it's only a black dude.
Yeah. Or when they try to do like the rapping stuff, it's like the most like worst thing ever. But
yeah,
it was, and he did his research and he found out that in the entire time of Rangers there has been one black female writer. And it's just, and she's only the only black writer for Rangers, and it was only for like a brief stint. So
yeah,
kind of like maybe that's their kind of target demographic. But also, let's be real, if you're looking at like who's going to be more apt to buying the toys?
Oh, 100%. I mean, come on, bro. Let's get into Danny right now. Danny over here works at a flower shop. He's strong and he's got to be the bull. Why? I wonder why he's got to be the bull.
Toro Loco.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why.
His character always bugged me.
His character was different. I will give him credit in the fact that, like, besides Cole, he's like the only one that can talk to his animal.
Mm-hmm.
On a show that like it's Wild Force and they're animals. Like that's why I say the Zords in this were really different, and the fact that like they had more than just like swords that we call upon. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like they really actually had something to them, you know? So I think that's what made the show kind of cool too. I wonder if you'll agree with this with me, but like, I hated the villain.
Oh yeah, I hated him.
Master Org.
He sucked.
To me, he just looked so, I'll call it cheap.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, he looks so cheap.
And just, he looked like our homeboy Stinky when he's trying to read stuff. Trying to act menacing. Say this line. Act hard. Ranger.
Yeah, he seemed like every, like, cheap villain. Like,
The other one seemed worse than him. They were actually kidnapping dogs and stuff. Like,
to me, he was a really terrible villain.
Yeah.
Like, I was just not a fan of him, man. Like,
nah, man.
I don't know what it was. I just was like, man, you're not.
Put like Randy Jackson. It's a no for me, dog.
No. Yeah, like, I just don't know, man. Like, to me, he wasn't interesting. I didn't like him. I wasn't a fan. Like, I didn't know what we're gonna be like scared of. Like,
100% agree. And what's funny though too is, when you think about it, we kind of got. I haven't seen the movie, and I know you sure as hell ain't seen the movie. But that villain arc of Master Vile, or not Master Vile, Master Orc. That's the same thing they use with Madam Web. So Madam Web, there's a whole kind of joke line from the trailer of like, this guy, he was with my mom setting spiders in the Amazon. And then he's the villain. Well, guess what? This guy was a doctor guy working with Cole's parents. And then turned around and killed him. Master Vile is just the villain from Madam Web. Or Master
Orc. Yeah. And I almost watched that recently just because we had nothing else to watch.
I didn't want to watch. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to, but anyway.
But like, I don't know. I feel like I'm not missing much.
Me either, dog.
That's what most Disney movies nowadays.
That's honestly, unless Godzilla's in it, I ain't going. Godzilla X Kong. Freaking amazing.
That was pretty great. I didn't saw it. I don't know. I'll probably go see Civil War, though. That looks interesting.
Yeah.
I'll see it. Gives me something to go watch. I like the theater. Oh, heat plug. Go to Swish's Hits and Kicks. Go. I put my rant in real form, so it's short. But I have a nice rant about how uncreative Hollywood is. Yeah, if you want to get the full thing, you can go watch the entire video or listen to the podcast now. But I put out on TikTok, YouTube Shorts.
The creativity of Hollywood went away with Batman Begins.
Yeah, but I don't think it's ever gotten worse than it is right now.
Yeah,
I named off, I think, 7 or 6 movies. And this is just in one sitting of a preview that are all either remakes or some type of rendition of an old movie.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest one, and this isn't really the podcast for, but I'll just say it. The biggest one that blew my mind, and I got genuinely mad in the theater, which I don't really, because stuff normally doesn't bug me. But this did, because I thought it was stupid. Like, something people will know about me. I low-key hate stupidity. And I don't hate a lot of things. But, like, real stupidity, I actually hate it. Is the sequel for Twister. It's called Twisters. So wait, hold on. We're not running away from one. We're running away from two.
I thought it was more than two, but no, I remember watching that.
The trailer looked like there was two. And I think there's like one forming in another. But yeah. Like,
no, I saw that and I remember seeing the trailer. I remember just even hearing it announced. So I'm like, no one asked for that. And then no one asked for Alien during Godzilla X Kong, and I'm like, I tell my friend again, no one asked for that. Who asked for that? Did you ask?
No one asked for that. No one asked for The Crow. No one asked for
Beetlejuice. No, people actually did ask for The Crow a while back.
Who is some people?
No, people asked for it back in the day, and like they should, they're like they should redo it, like. But and they almost did with Momoa, but then he quit.
Yeah, probably because like this is stupid. Like we're redoing stuff because we have no creativity. We have no creativity to make new stuff. That's why AI is going to be taking everybody's jobs soon. Because hey, if they can do that, I mean, why can't AI? What's the difference? I would love to know the difference.
Emotion.
Oh no, they got that now.
No, they don't. No, they do.
Yes, they do. You want to bet?
This is something we are constantly discussing about at school, especially in my department and with us writers. The one thing that AI cannot do is
yet. And that's yet. Like I'm talking within the next year, dog. The betas that they've been putting out to test are scary for a lot of people of what they can do. And I'm not talking physically, like moving. I'm talking how like they make, for some reason, the computer thinks. Interesting, I'm telling you. Look it up. I was having this discussion with my brother-in-law who's into this shit. Because this is what he does. Look it up, dog.
I'm good. Well, okay. No, because at the end of the day, so what am I going to do? Is that going to stop me from
doing it? It's just being knowledge.
No, I know.
I don't know. Like it can. Like, okay. It can stop you, sure, if you want it to. Okay. But, I mean, no one's really telling you it's going to stop you from doing whatever you plan on doing.
No, but that's where you were going with it. You're saying how it's going to replace and change all these writing things.
Oh, those Hollywood writers are for sure. Yeah. That's why they took so long to get any deals done in Hollywood with that writer's strike. They still didn't get what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not. And they're not going to. Like, why would they? And that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about you. Like, truth be told, I don't know what you're going to write. I don't know. I don't know yet. Okay, that's like a thing that you have going on that I don't know yet. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about with Hollywood itself.
Yeah, but
yeah, okay. Because you made it about you, but it's not about you.
No, because I was saying they can't get the emotion that people that actually write stuff can put into stuff, because there are certain nuances and things when you really analyze writing, really really look into it, that you can tell this is an AI and this was a human person.
Yeah, but
when you really know that,
I think stuff, things are gonna change though, dog. Like that's the only thing I'm telling you. That's why like they've had such a big issue with it. Like, I just have a feeling things are going to be different. I'm telling you, and I'm not saying that to be mean about anything. I just think that's what's happening. And based off all we're doing is renditions of old movies, prequels, things like that, that tells me we don't have a lot of ideas. Or production companies don't want to put money behind anything that they don't trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm noticing as far as, and I'm talking Hollywood here. I have no idea what people writing books or other things like that. I'm talking that the Hollywood part, because as you saw in your movie previews, all these movies are basically prequels, parts of other movies, like another Mad Max type thing,
mm-hmm.
right? Like that's all we're getting anymore.
But the Mad Max thing though. Furiosa, that's a spin-off in the sense of expanding the universe, not in a bad, like, let's just retool stuff. Like, hey, there's this character that was over really good in this, like, story we wrote for this franchise, so now we can do that. It's not an unwanted or unnecessary sequel. It's expanding the universe of that.
Sure, sure. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you say. It's all right to have differing opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good, man. I'll follow your lead on this one.
All right, dude.
What are we doing next? I have no idea. You tell me.
Oh, dude. I'm just stating my opinions on stuff.
I know. And I am cool with it. I don't always agree with it. And that's okay, because it sounds like you don't agree with me either. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm totally cool with it. Maybe you're right. I don't really agree with it. But, I mean, is this the platform to keep going on about it?
No.
Yeah, so I'm waiting on you to, what are we talking about next?
You going to talk about Wild Force still or what?
Well, yeah, you tell me. Like, you can lead it.
Okay, dude. Wild Force, not that great of a season.
I think we spent 20 minutes not talking about Wild Force in general in this out of the 40-something minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Probably right, especially because we're holding back on arguably the only thing that I think keeps it from being, like we said, a bad season.
Yeah.
And because that was so, like, memorable, right? Like the episode we're talking about.
Forever Red. But still, though, does that one episode save the entire season? Because
I think so. Sound like it did based off our Instagram post.
I mean, is it just that episode as a whole? Because let's look at Operation Overdrive.
Okay.
Once a Ranger, always a Ranger, the two-parter. Uh-huh. People love those episodes. Yet that season, no one's going to say Operation Overdrive was a good season.
Do you think without that, is it, and let's say we took out Wild Force, we took out Forever Red, right? No Forever Red. None. Mm-hmm. If you were to stack those two up, would you say Overdrive is still a little bit better than Wild Force as far as the story?
Ooh, I don't.
That's a hard one, because now that I'm thinking about it,
because they have more villain, they had kind of war. The villains were warring against each other in that one, in a sense.
If you took out Zanaku and Forever Red, this season is kind of trash.
It is. Like that's what I was saying. Like, it's because I don't even. Yeah, Forever Red is great. But as a whole, what did it do for the season? What continued out of that? Because we already got the crossover with Time Force earlier. That already happened. So this is coming after
that. What was even the next episode? Like right after.
Couldn't tell you.
Let me see.
And I know they have like the preview if you watch it on YouTube. Those show next time on Power Rangers Wild Force. And it's kind of just, hey, we're going to pick up. I think they kind of just pick up the story where the previous episode left off.
Yeah, I think you're right, because all it went right into was, I guess, a two-parter with Master Orc's return.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, wow.
So it's like,
they really acted like they didn't even happen.
And to me, it's just like, and I think this is the same thing.
Hmm.
With Operation Overdrive, it should have built up to that moment of the returning ones.
That's kind of stupid.
What?
They go through Forever Red, but like...
And then just ignore it like it never happened?
Yeah. And then we get this big return of the villain heading into the end of the season.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, because the team-up episodes always do usually happen towards the end of the season and don't really kind of like there's some stuff that, like, you know, can happen after, like, ooh, we unlocked this new power, or we got this, or whatever. And sure, that may happen a little bit for it. But normally the team-up episodes are kind of one-offs in a sense. But this was, I think, for as big of a moment as Forever Red was, what did it really do for Wild Force? Besides give it possibly the one of the worst seasons with one of the best episodes of Power Rangers ever.
I think the only thing it like, I remember, and I'm speaking as a kid, not like, you know, as a 33-year-old man, watching this back, looking at it back. I remember as a kid, I thought Cole was so good, like sick.
Yeah.
Coming out of that, I'm like, dude, you're the one that won for them. He won it for them, essentially, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, I remember that, thinking that as a kid, thinking, wow, like, this dude Cole is so cool. Like, he wears this bandana, his headband. Yeah, no, but the only thing I didn't like is he always had a little dirt on his face for some reason. And he was just, like, okay with that at all times. And he was around that, water.
That bugged me so hard. Like, why, dude? Yeah. Why?
Yeah. Yeah, he just had like a piece of like always right here on like it was, you can tell, like, especially now, like those are the things I notice more of, like, bro, you guys like put that on just nice like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like with a brush. They didn't like throw dirt on him. It was just like,
we're gonna touch this up right here. We're gonna touch this up and let's get this. How's it look under the light?
And that was before he killed them.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I had to throw that in there. Because we did say, were we going to mention anything?
We never said if we were or not.
Oh, woo, man. We're just messing around, you know? Like a couple college kids messing around, you know? It's college stuff.
College? Brother, you ain't been in college for 2 years.
I'm technically still in college right now, getting a master's degree. What you talking about?
Negro, please. Get a little online school, brother.
You go take it.
I'm going to.
All right, then you tell me how easy it is.
Hey, man, it might be easier for me because I ain't got to balance a class of 35,000 kids and a wife and 2 dogs. So it might be. Man, it might be dog. Easier for me.
Maybe.
It might be. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it depends which route you go. I know. Well, anyway. I don't know. If you go for your English stuff, like, you're going to be writing full on books, probably, or close to it. Like, you're going to write a lot.
Oh, I know.
I mean, you already write a lot, but you know mm-hmm. what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I think, what is the, they always say that, is it the master thesis, like, for some people? Like, I assume it was an English major, but it was a guy I used to work with. Dude, he showed me his. It was a book, basically.
Yeah, some masters, depending on the program and the discipline, and ultimately the instructor, what you have to, like, some have to write, like, a end up writing like a 350 some page thing.
Yeah like, and like, he ended up having his hard covered and bound like together, and it looked really cool, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. It looks really cool, like, to have. Because he can pull it out like that, right? He can pull it out like a book.
Boom.
And I was like, what? And he showed it to me, and to be honest, I was like, that's really cool.
Yeah,
but it was hard. He told me how hard it was, though. Like, it was like, he goes, it was like the most stressful thing he's ever done. He goes, it's teaching these classes easy compared to that.
And I know you, especially in history, in your discipline, you've read lots of stuff that seems like it's just like quoting source after source after source, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, well, of course they're going to. They got to fill all that, you know? They got to fill that space. And they got to meet that requirement.
My final paper at Chico State was just because, you know, it's a history major. Yeah. We only write in Chicago manual style. That's the only way we write, which is funny because when you go to a credentialing program, all they want you to write is APA. Right. That's the only thing they accept.
Yeah.
So I would luck out sometimes because my paper had that stack at the bottom, bro. If you know what I'm talking about, just like this of all my little sources, right? Because that's what I have to put, like a freaking Wikipedia page.
Mm-hmm.
But like, and like you said, when you read those books, dude, like it's like our textbooks, like kids never notice now, but they have all, they're like, what's this little number next to it? That's the footnote. We have all the footnotes.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like, do you write in MLA still, or what do you guys write in?
Yep, 100%, dog, we English. Dog, we doing in that MLA, guess what? We're going to cite our stuff. We're going to give you a reference thing for it. And then you want to go look that shit up, you go to the back on its own page, and it's going to be right there.
Hey, so you have to write all of those papers beforehand, and then you have the long cited work cited page or whatever, right?
Well, it's just you list your work cited, like the author, where it came from, and just this is the book. This is the author. This is the book. Here's the information for it. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have to do. You don't have to do footnotes. You don't have to. You know, none of that. It's.
What was it called? Nice. Is it an annotated bibliography? Have you done that yet?
Oh, I've done plenty of those.
Yeah, those are interesting. And those,
kind of annoying, but I see the reason why.
Yeah, me too.
I see the. It's annoying because it's like, oh, so you have to cite it like your works cited page, but write a paragraph explaining how you're going to use each source or citation that you're going to use for it. Hey, man, why don't you just read my freaking paper?
Yeah. Yeah. Some of these things, I think they just do it just to put in there to make you like have to explain it, even though you could explain it verbally if you had to.
Yeah. But now that I'm older and I see it now, like I understand why, because it's making sure that when you put this paper together, everything is precise. You know what you're talking about. You ain't going off on no tangents. Like we have this whole entire episode. We're coming up on an hour, and we maybe only spent as a total 15 to 20 minutes talking about Power Rangers Wild Force.
Bro, we took out Merrick and Forever Red.
So America, what does that tell you about Power Rangers Wild Force and how we feel about it?
Look into Ricardo Medina Jr.
There ain't no civil war here when it comes to our feelings about Power Rangers Wild Force.
Now,
this might get... I'm done with Wild Force.
No, me too, because... but 100%, and it's okay with me. This is one of those things where, like, I don't know if we'll ever get him on the show because of this, if he ever hears it, but that's okay. But I remember as a kid I liked him when I found out who his last name was because I was like, oh, he's Mexican.
Right. I remember I found that I was like, oh, so we got another Mexican Red Ranger. All right, Rocky, you ain't alone anymore.
Well, and there was two Mexican dudes in the same season. Oh, three if you count the girl. She was kind of looked like she
oh, Filipino yeah, no, or something. Ray, Ricardo Medina. Yeah. Hey, three out of what? Six?
It was like Galvezion in there, dude.
Right? You got the black one, he had that fro. Oh, dude, don't even look up what he did after this. Don't look up what he did after. He was on the TV show Passions, I think it was. That soap opera, that weird one. Homie played a pregnant man. And not like in the trans type of way. Like, homie was like a legit man that got pregnant. I don't know how.
Yeah, no, we're about to go out of the license because in my head,
I'm an ally, but like that was weird because it was like, but you're not even. It was It was weird.
You know, Cat Williams don't lie.
Oh no, he's still lying. Hey, But he's still lying because he's still covering up himself. But he's still lying. He ain't telling.
He's not a boy, Damon.
Hey, he ain't telling all the truth, nor is he taking 100% responsibility of his actions. Because let's be real, dog.
And you remember, you mean when that little kid birthday, beat him down?
My birthday, that one year when we decided to go to Raw, our options were we could go see Cat Williams come to Sacramento, or we could go to Monday Night Raw. And the only reason we picked Raw was because we saw how Cat Williams was doing his comedy shows, and homie was like, let's be real, as Dog Bounty Hunter would say, he was an ice head at that time. That brother was, he was. And he was out here, and he's jumping people. And we said, we don't want to go to the Cat Williams show and then end up getting jumped or something. But then we went to Raw, and that was a Raw when CM Punk was in the crowd and punched a fan right next to you. And then also, that same night, after Cat Williams did that show in Sac, he did go to a Target in Sacramento and beat up and got into a scuffle with some people. So
I'll say this out loud right now. I'd annihilate him. But and you know how everybody,
brother, that's like you saying you're gonna fight one of your students, man. He that small.
Well, no, you know what? I got a couple students that take him.
We all
just
do.
Like that little just like that little kid.
Brother,
bro, go back and watch that video. I watched it the other day.
Dude, let's be real. We call him Mr. Perry.
All day. Got money on him too.
Colby. Yeah.
But like, I just watched that video again the other day because I was laughing about it. Because to me, like, is he funny to me? Sure. Does he say some stuff that's true? But I think he's just that everyone knew that. It's like stuff everyone's been saying, but nothing's really come about it. But to me, what's funny is yeah, he does, viral, this and that. At the end of the day, he still took a swing at that kid first. And got beat down.
Hey, man. I'm going to say, like Kevin Hart said, take responsibility, Cap, for your own stuff. You want to go talk to all these other people saying, well, it's because they're in the Illuminati and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, guess what? Did the Illuminati put the crack pipe to your mouth?
Ain't nobody told you to push that plate away.
Anyway, power
and that was something about.
You suck.
Yeah, exactly. Wild Force. And you lucky that you got Forever Red coming up, because that's what we got coming up for you. It's some Forever Red. Okay? Now, this will be the saving grace of this season. Now, are the toys cool? Yeah, when I bring up the toys, everybody going to be like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. These are pretty sick. Oh, like, to be honest, like, they're sick. The Zords are sick, right? Like, my God. Like, there's no denying that. But like I think you said, Marcus, you take a couple things out of the season, maybe two things just out of the season, just two. You might have like Turbo's kind of better when you think about it.
At least Turbo had the story of Intergalactic War and Zordon having to go up to space, new Rangers coming in and that whole dynamic and finding themselves okay. Okay.
And Tommy suddenly not being able to beat up the little Putty Patrol type people. Oh, here we go again. Hey, man. You was going one-on-one with Zed. You was beating down the Gold Ranger.
And tell me if I'm wrong. But it always seemed like with the Mighty Morphin ones, like Tommy's Cruz and Adam and all them, it was supposed to be every time he got new powers, they were stronger than before. I mean, that was the whole point of Zeo, right? Stronger than before. So, but shouldn't the Turbo powers, because what do you say? They're more with the power of Turbo. Okay.
Well, didn't you know that Zeo was allergic to water, or they can't be around water?
You know what? And neither can the aliens from Signs. So, you know what? Get out of here.
Hey, we're just gonna go into all the little ranger like little things. What really grinds my gears?
Dude, we're gonna do that. Let's do that for an episode one of these days.
That's gonna be fun.
Like, let's see, we got Wild Force. So we're gonna finish Wild Force. We're gonna talk about Zenaku. We're gonna do Forever Red. or Forever Edge and Zenoku, whatever. We're doing those two. Yeah. We're gonna
when we do Zenoku and all that stuff, then we could talk about like the Zords, right? The Megazord toys. Because the toys were actually really cool at the time.
No, they were.
You know,
but then I think
like, after that was the saving grace of the season. Now I think about it, one of them is that their toys look cool.
Yeah. But I think after you finish Fall Force, let's just do it. What grinds my gears about Power Rangers?
Dude,
let's be real.
Three-part episode.
We can do multiple.
And that's okay. We could start from Mighty Morphin going down.
Season one.
How come the black guy has to do hip-hop keto? How come... I'm just saying, how come the Asian girl has to do martial arts right away? You know what I mean? Like, how come the bullies wear leather?
How come they look like they're 40 years old?
Dude, Bulk over here looks like he hanging out with Ms. Appleby or whatever her damn name is. He looked like that's his side chick. Oh, I thought that was his side chick on the side. That's where my mind went to. Even as a kid, I was like, they could be going out. Because I don't know no better. I'm 3 or 4. I don't know no better, dude. I thought old boy was getting it. And to be honest with you, I hated Skull. That's coming out in this episode. Yeah, dude. He looked like to me, in my head of, I guess, life at the time, he looked like a dweeb. He was the nerd, like, dweeb to me that'd get beat up. It wasn't Billy.
Yeah. You saved
him. Yeah. In my world, he was the dweeb. Because honestly, that looked like people my brother thought was heck of lame and my dad thought was lame. So that rubbed off on me.
I could tell.
And I'm thinking Bulk was over here. The kids don't listen. I think Bulk was over here smashing Miss Appleby or whatever her name is. Oh man, I was gonna say something heck of mean. I'll wait till off air. This is gonna be cold. You want to let him out, man?
All right,
let him out so I can tell you it off air.
Tell him about your other stuff, dog.
Oh, Swishes Hits and Kicks. Put it out once a week. Put up shorts almost daily. Shorts, TikToks. I'm at Swishes Hits Kicks Pod on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Threads. We are at Rangers of the Grid on YouTube and Instagram and Threads. Instagram starting to heat back up again. We're gonna have to figure out a time when to do the giveaway for the remastered figure Red Ranger. Fun fact, my Green Ranger one got canceled along with a ton of other people's because they're out of production. They are no longer making it.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so they refund, they just didn't take my money. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy, right? That really let me know, like, damn, Hasbro's like...
Like, no, F y'all.
Yeah, like, even though we chose to give them our money already. Like, so, technically, they don't take it, right, until it's shipped. So, yeah, I got that email towards the end of last week. And I know a lot of the people I saw online did, too. But we're giving away this Red Ranger remastered figure. It's sick. Me and Marcus are going to figure out a way, and I think there is a way we can do it really easy, but we'll give like a heads up on social media ahead of time on when we're going to run the giveaway for it. And by the way, that's for if you subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're going to put all those names on a wheel and we're going to figure it out and we'll reach out to you and ship it to you for free.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes something free.
Right? Well then, shoot. So you over there doing Switch Hits and Kicks. The boys over here, I got to do this introduction for this author named Clint Smith.
Nice.
Wrote this book that you would actually really like. Really interesting. Talk about, because like a history book in a sense.
Oh, my bad. I thought I talked about Bloods.
A little bit. A little bit. Slavery and all that, you know. And
oh, well, that, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, he's a, like, when you talk about people, like, coming into Chico State to do these events, this is, like, a big deal. Like, he's one of the biggest deals right now. Like, they shelled out some money for this guy.
Oh, really?
So, yes.
Yes. That's really cool.
So Clint, so Thursday, your boy, I'm doing a panel for him, for a discussion
what
about
do, what that do you mean? Book. You're hosting so, it?
No, I'm just part of it.
That's cool.
So
did you read book, the book?
Yes. I read half of it.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't have to know all of it, but especially because, and let me, I'm just going to say this. At first I was brought like, oh, be part of the panel. But I think really what it is, it's like him, a professor, and then the dean. And then I'm one of the, like, planted, like, we have a question from this, you know. And then I go deep. So I think that's really what it is.
Oh, that's really cool.
But it's going to be good. But then, like, so I have that event. And then literally a half hour, once that's done, then we go to the Writer's Voice event where he's going to be doing some readings and stuff. And I'm giving the introduction for him for that. And then later that evening again at 7, then he has this whole thing about his book, which is the book in common that all the UCs are reading. So then he's going to have a whole thing about that. And then literally a week after that, your boy has an interview and a photo shoot to do because they're doing an article about your boy, graduating students, as a recommended one from the HFA department. So,
and can you explain what the HFA is for those that don't know?
It's the Humanities and Fine Arts Department at Chico State.
So that's, so it, by the way, a huge department.
It's history, English,
yeah,
teaching. Like,
it usually has one of the biggest graduations.
Yes. That's why we're on the Sunday and we're the only one on the Sunday.
Yes. So think of that, guys. If you're listening to this still, Marcus got picked along with, I don't even know, probably not a ton others because there's so many different departments at the school.
Mm-hmm.
But think about that. Marcus got picked out of all these people to do this. And by the way,
Marcus is going to buy the shirt from the department.
You're going to buy the shirt, right? The humanities shirt of your graduation probably, with your name on the back.
Oh, sure.
You should. I have one.
Oh, okay.
It's a thing. You should do it. You should look into it. It's sick. If your name's on it, class of what, 2024?
Yeah.
We'll be there. You should get it because then it'll show you, wow, this many people graduated with me.
Yeah.
And you're the one that's getting interviewed for this.
I'm the one. I'm the one
named this guy.
That when they went to the top, they were like, or not to the top, when they went to the person for the recommendation, I'm the one they chose. And then, literally, so I got to do that on the 17th. Then on the 24th, which is what would have been my grandpa's 97th birthday. Your boy is also getting an award named the English Major Student of the Year.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Now, did they give you this because they know that Rangers of the Grid gets like at least 3,000 views for everything nowadays or what?
Hell yeah.
Did they give you this because they knew that you're really over as Marcus X and are the uncrowned champion of a local federation?
Did you say uncrowned champion?
To me, you're the uncrowned champion, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you're the uncrowned champion.
Because guess what? Hey, someone found their main star. Let's be real. Their main star found out, oh, you're going to put the belt on him? Yeah. Okay, I'm done. Threw the whole thing into a mess, and now it's over.
Like I said, the uncrowned champion.
Acknowledge me. No, this is cool. Anyway. No, so, you know, it's great.
Let him cook.
I told some people, you know, if I feel like these, like, celebrities that are doing, like, award season, and they got to go from this one to this one to this one, that's me right now. Literally all the way up until, like, I get a break right at the end of the, I have something going on every, sometimes multiple things, every week.
Until, oh, yeah, and the fun part is after you graduate, then you have a decision to make, like LeBron James style.
Uh-huh. But I do know one thing, and I'm going to put this out there. Your boy's been talking to his friends, all my writer friends. We've been talking about starting an online journal, publishing thing and all that online. Like, you know, like they have, what is it, Reader's Digest?
Yes.
But we're going to start our own thing, and we're going to have our own submissions at first, and then it's a whole thing we're going to roll out and all that, and try to work in conjunction with the, like, you know, English department at Chico State. And it's this whole thing that's going to be really cool and fun. So anyway, that's what your boy's been doing and why it's been busy and why you ain't seen Rangers of the Grid for like these big intervals.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's not like we're not out there still.
No, we out here and we doing it. You know why we doing it? Because it's Rangers of the Grid. It's Richard. It's Marcus. We got it. Grocery bag.